years old, and through the years, I thought I was saved. I knew the gospel, and I knew a lot about the Bible, and I thought I was saved. But I never had perfect peace about it, because I didn't know when I got saved. All through the years, well, let me start at the first. When my husband came back from overseas after World War II, he told me that he had gotten saved through talking to a fellow soldier. And so since he was saved, I wanted to be saved. So one day I got down by my bed and I just asked the Lord to save me. I prayed and asked the Lord to save me. And through the years, I counted that as my testimony. Well, I never found peace about it. So I rocked on with that in my mind. And ever so often, I would get to worrying about it again, and I would go ask the Lord to save me. And I'd beg him to save me and so forth. So that just kept going on, and then finally my husband did get saved. And when he got saved, it really threw me for a loop, because I had thought he was saved already. So I really began to get trouble then. And so it just kept rocking on, and every time I would get troubled, I would go pray and ask the Lord to save me again. And I was even so stupid that I would think, surely one of them times the Lord saved me, but I don't know which one it was. So anyway, one day recently, my daughter came up to my house, and we were just visiting and talking about the Lord. And she mentioned the fact that when she got saved, she had been troubled and for a long time. And finally, she heard her preacher one Sunday, say, you don't have to do anything. All you have to do is trust what the Lord has done for you. And when she said that, it was like a light bulb went off in my brain. And I thought, that's what's the matter with me. I've been trusting what I was doing, praying, asking the Lord to save me, and he didn't tell me to do that. He told me to trust what he had already done and what he's written in his word. And so right there that day, I shucked all I was doing, and I trusted the Lord. And as I said, I had always wanted to give my testimony, but I didn't have one, because I didn't know when I got saved. I thought I was saved, but I didn't know when. So that day, I know I got saved. Now I know I have a testimony as well as a Savior. So I praise the Lord for it. And as I said, I'm 85 years old, and this past Valentine's Day, I got saved. And I feel like if I've been fooled all these years, and the devil had me so fooled, I feel like there possibly is some people here tonight that is in the same boat I was in. And I would ask you to really search your heart. When I was in the denominational church, we were taught that we had to ask Jesus into our heart to be saved. And that has stuck with me, and I feel like that's probably some of my problem. So be careful who you listen to and what you listen to, because it had me fooled, and I just praise the Lord that I finally realized what was going on and I got saved. And now I have peace.